We gather in that love that makes us one. And we move into a time of sharing the joys and the sorrows in our lives. If you're on Zoom, you are welcome to unmute and share with us. If you're in the sanctuary, please stand and wait for a microphone and let us know your name. How we can be a community together that prays with and for one another.
Leah Witzig in the sanctuary. I'm so grateful to be here with you all this morning and to share communion with you. I have found it a particularly distressing week. Actions going on in Washington that ripple across the country and across the world. Grief for people who lost their lives at National Airport. I still relive the trauma of the year Florida crashed there many decades ago. And I have a granddaughter going into helicopter pilot training this summer. So I need to draw upon your faith right now because mine is really wobbly.
We join with you, Leah. Times of a wobbly faith, may you know that the stability of a community is with you. God, in your love, our prayer.
John Brock up in the sanctuary. So my Uncle Roy died on Friday at the age of 99, about 6 months to the day after his wife of 75 years died. And I tell you the story because my father was estranged from his older brother, my father who at 93 is still very much alive. And 2 summers ago, I had the crazy idea to make a road trip out to Michigan to see my uncle and aunt, and my dad said, I want to come along. And so they had a great time together, actually. And because of that, then my father was able to comfort his brother at my aunt's death, and then to comfort my uncle's kids at their father's death. So it's both a joy and a sorrow.
What reconciling work you are a part of, John. We give thanks for relationship and the power of possibility of healing at any age. God, in your love, hear our prayer. It has been a week, and let's pause and take some time in silence to name those longings unspoken of our hearts. O God, you who are closer to us than our own breath, we come to you with words spoken and unspoken, with fears and joys, stories of being wobbly and stories of comforting one another in times of death. We come, O God, and bring our whole selves before you, blessed and broken. We come, O Lord, hear us as we pray together the words that you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the power and the glory forever. Amen. And we join in a time of seeing the way God has worked in us and through us and among us this week. Glimpses.